All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
It's great to be back.
Today, we're going to be talking about education systems.
Yeah.
And we had some listener questions about the differences between the British and the German school systems.
Interesting.
So that we thought this would be a really good opportunity to sort of delve into this topic.
Yeah.
And see what we could find out about how.
It's so fascinating to compare
these two countries and their different.
How different cultures value different things and how they implement those values.
Absolutely. And it really does kind of give you a little bit of a peek behind the curtain into like what a society values.
Absolutely.
Right. What they think
is. It's like you're looking at their blueprint for the future.
Yeah, exactly.
By looking at how they're educating their next generation.
Yeah. Yeah. What skills are they prioritizing?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
How are they structuring the whole learning process
to learn in this country?
Totally.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited to dive into this.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with the British system.
Okay.
So it's just from like a really high level.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that's interesting about the British system is they have what are called key stages.
Okay.
And those are sort of like levels as you
gotcha. So like grade levels
progress through school.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I thought was kind of funny is that they call, like when you're 4 and 5 years old.
Oh, yeah.
That's called reception.
What?
Not kindergarten.
Reception? I've never heard of that.
Right. Have you ever heard of that?
That's so interesting.
It's so funny, right?
Yeah.
It's like reception.
Yeah,
it's like you're being received.
Like you're a guest.
Into school.
Yeah. It's very welcoming.
But yeah, so that's just a little interesting terminology thing.
Okay.
One of the other things about the British system that's always interesting to me is this distinction between state schools and public schools.
Oh, yeah. This is a big one.
And here in the U.S., like, obviously public school means like,
right,
you know,
government funded.
The school
yeah.
that's paid for by the government.
Yeah. Everyone goes there.
Right. Everyone goes there.
Yeah.
But in the U.K., it's actually the opposite.
It is.
Public schools are actually what we would consider private schools.
Exactly. They're the elite, expensive, often very prestigious schools.
Right.
Like, that not everyone can afford to go to.
And a lot of times they're like boarding schools.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so it's just really interesting.
In this historical quirk,
yeah,
it really kind of highlights how class and privilege
yeah.
have been woven into the fabric of British education for centuries.
Yeah, it's a totally different system.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hop over the channel to Germany.
Okay, hopping over.
So in Germany,
we're going to Deutschland.
They have a system with three main types of secondary schools, and they are called Gymnasium Realschule and Hauptschule.
Okay, so three different types of secondary school.
These are all like high schoolers.
Okay, got it.
And they sort of gear students towards different paths.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like choosing a specialized track.
Interesting.
And one of the things that I think is really cool about the German system
yeah.
is that they have this.
It is a very cool system.
Really strong emphasis on vocational training.
Way more so than the British system.
And they have this thing called the dual vocational training system.
Yes, the dual system is very fair.
Which is basically apprenticeships, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So think about it this way.
Yeah.
If you're a student in Germany and you're interested in, let's say, becoming an electrician.
Yeah.
You would spend part of your week in a classroom
right.
learning the theoretical side of electrical work.
Got it.
And then the other part of your week, you'd be out
okay.
actually working alongside experienced electricians.
Wow.
Getting hands-on practical experience.
So it's like learning and doing.
Exactly. It bridges that gap between school and the workplace.
At the same time.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's a really effective way to learn a trade.
Yeah. Do you think that gives German students kind of an edge in the job market?
I mean, there's definitely an argument to be made there.
Yeah.
I mean, they graduate with real world experience.
Yeah.
They've already got connections in their chosen field.
Right.
But of course, there's always pros and cons to every system.
Sure.
Some people argue that this early specialization in the German system
right.
can kind of limit students' choices later on if they change their minds about their career path.
Yeah, like you're 15 years old and you're like,
exactly.
I want to be an electrician. And then you get to be 25 and you're like, I actually want to be a musician.
Be a musician?
Yeah. And you're like, well, I spent all this time.
I already did all this training. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a trade-off for sure.
Okay, so here's another interesting difference.
We did. So, you know, we always talk about how, like, kids have to go to school until they're, like, 16 or whatever.
Right. Compulsory education.
Right. But like that age actually varies from country to country.
I didn't know that.
So for example, in England,
okay,
you have to be in school from age 5 to 16.
Right.
Whereas in Germany,
yeah,
it's age 6 to at least 18.
Oh, wow. So they have a longer
depending on the
compulsory education.
State and the type of secondary school.
Yeah.
So there's some variation there.
That makes sense.
But in general, German students are in school for longer.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
So I guess this is a good time to kind of think about, you know, all of this in the context of what employers are looking for today.
Right. Like, are these systems actually preparing students for the modern workplace?
Exactly. Because like we always hear about how like, oh, you know, the skills gap and employers can't find people with the skills they need. So like how do these different education systems play into that?
Yeah.
So the source material that we were looking at talked about how, you know, some of the top skills that employers are looking for are things like critical thinking.
Yeah. Critical thinking's a big one.
Complex problem solving.
Absolutely.
Creativity.
Huge.
And it made me think, like, are those skills that are really tied to a specific education system?
That's a great question.
You know, like, could you say that the British system is better at developing those than the German system, or vice versa?
Well, I think both systems have the potential to develop those skills, just in different ways, right? I mean, the British system, with its strong academic focus, they really emphasize that sort of deep thinking and analysis.
Yeah.
Whereas the German system, with its vocational focus, it's all about problem solving in a very practical, hands-on way. So it's a different approach, but both can lead to those desired outcomes.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Because it makes you think, like, we often compare these systems based on like test scores.
Right.
And like graduation rates.
Graduation rates,
But maybe we should be looking.
But are those really the best measures of
closely at like how well are they actually preparing students for the real world?
Exactly. Because the real world doesn't always look like a standardized test.
Exactly.
And you know what else I think is important? What about those soft skills?
Yeah.
Like communication, collaboration.
Those
are so crucial in the workplace these days.
And they're so hard to measure.
Exactly.
Like, how do you quantify someone's ability to work?
You can't really put a number on that.
On a team.
Yeah.
But it's so valuable.
It is incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
So I think the ideal system would be one that finds a balance between academics, practical skills, and those essential interpersonal skills.
Wow.
That are only becoming more and more valuable in our increasingly interconnected world.
Yeah, that's a great point.
So yeah, food for thought.
All right, so deep divers, we've taken you on this whirlwind tour.
Whirlwind indeed.
Of the British and German education systems.
Yeah.
We've seen how they're similar. We've seen how they're different.
Very different in some ways.
From the surprising meaning of public schools in the UK.
Yeah, that one always trips people up.
To the hands-on learning of German apprenticeships.
Yeah, the dual system is pretty impressive.
We've uncovered some really fascinating stuff.
Yeah, a lot to think about.
But here's a final thought for you to chew on.
Ooh, I like it.
Based on everything that we've discussed.
Yeah.
Which system do you think is doing a better job of preparing students for the challenges and opportunities
for future
of the future?
That's the big question.
And why?
So much to consider.
Let us know your thoughts in the comments.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.